Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Ascended Masters of Light Session 15 of Level 1. Of course, it's October the 9th, 2022. Here's Joan. Say hello, Joan.
Hello.
Here's Milena. Say hello.
Hello.
And that's the group. Yep. Now, to start off, we've got several announcements. Number one, this is the last teaching session of 2022. For those of you who will not be attending the conference or moving forward with us, please note that we will begin removing your names from the email list and from the Facebook page once registration is closed. Your access to the private pages will always be available to you at the membership level that you participated in. We highly suggest that you download all material that you wish to keep on your computer. Save them in a folder so that you have access to them when you need to refer to them. As you know, technology sometimes fails. We have taken great steps to preserve these teachings in various modalities. So if one fails, we do have other options. Again, we thank you for all of you for your participation this past year, and we wish you all the best on your journey. Number two, registration for the 2022 Light Conference closes on October the 15th. So you still have a week or so to register, and we'd love to have you do that. Our pre-conference call has been changed to Sunday, October the 30th at 1 p.m. If you're not able to be on a live call, be sure to listen to the entire session. This session will begin setting the energies for the three-day conference. We will also guide you in how to prepare yourself for this conference. Now, today's session's itinerary is as follows. We will have a brief review of Elmore's valuable energetic teachings. Milena will then lead us into our cosmic crucible and session opening. Next, Joan will bring in the collective consciousness of our old friend, Master Kathumi, who will talk about the upgraded version of the fifth element, as well as our merged higher mind. He will close this teaching session with an energetic process. So, now let's begin with a short review of our past energetic potent teaching from the collective consciousness of our ascended master, Elmoria. He said that the energetics of this session are four holographic parts that are configured in a quadratic configuration. Now, the intent of these holographs in this session is, number one, to change the focus from a third dimensional purpose of will and power, to eliminate focus on linear beliefs and perceptions, to begin the energetic activations of the epikinetic and ekabodies. And for the last part of the holograph is aligning our higher mind more fully with the massive creative mind of Prime Creator. The collective consciousness of Elmoria said for us to remember that we are spirit that was created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. He reminded us that the meaning of will and power of the first ray ascension is not will or power over others. And he said that we are now in the beginning stages of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness, and that we now realize that will and power over others does not represent who we are as a being of light. Under Elmore's guidance, we begin to alter the linear concepts and energies of will and power in the upgraded third triad. By spinning that triad in a more refined velocity, this brought about a different state of consciousness. The spinning of the third triad enables us to receive a direct alignment with the creative mind of Source as it pertains to form. When this alignment is completely merged, a state of higher mind is created within the soul experience. The collective consciousness of Elmore's stream of consciousness said that when our soul bodies embodies in denser dimensional frequencies, there is an absence of higher mind connection, and we take on the energetics of the paradigm that represents the denser dimensions that we have embodied in. He also said that our consciousness gradually awakens. We are able to draw more from our soul star energetic vortex, and we begin to know about our prime directives. We begin to draw the awareness, concepts, and energetics of our original creative purpose. This is where we begin to create sovereignty in matter, not power over matter. We will begin to achieve a state of consciousness where our higher mind becomes a dominant force, and as it is fully aligned with massive mind of prime creator's creative force. He also said that we will begin to use the power of our spirit that flows through our soul and our communication, our body. When we give up the idea of the linear system, we can follow into the higher version of ourselves through our higher mind in the presence of our soul spirit. He said that through the energetic teachings that we have received from the Council of 12, we are now able to create a higher velocity of light energy through the upgrades of that third triad. We receive this refined spin of light through our crown chakra, moved it through the Creator's higher mind, merging it with our higher mind, and brought it through our soul star. We then moved it down the center channel to our body, where it will be received into our sacred heart in the first triad. Master Elmore had told us to start creating an influence of our higher mind to create a velocity of light that is required to move our electrical magnetic body into another energetic sequence. Our epikinetic body then can have free movement between dimensions and states of consciousness. The body then has a form of our higher mind that can transmit between dimensions. He said we must first acquire a better understanding of the fifth element that is required in any creative venture that a soul spirit creates in fifth dimensions and above. It is a dominant force of creation that is created with an intention and also manifested in form. He advises us to take time daily to work with a third triad to create a state of well-being, but most importantly, to manifest the state of higher mind to take precedence over the lower mind. He said that this cannot happen until the epikinetic body can be used at the speed of light energetics that are required to move beyond the dimensions. The body that we use at this time is a third and fourth dimensional body, and as a result, it has limitations. We are quickly changing that through our creative awakening. Now we have moved beyond the third dimensional limitations enough that we are now making a dramatic shift. Elmore advised us to pay attention to where we are and notice what our current belief is and what dimension we are presently in. He said that we already have achieved this frequency of light with the unlocking of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates. So we must focus on this dimension when we create with our higher mind in the second triad. This will enable us to move on to a third and fourth dimension into a different sequence of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension, where some of the effects of third dimensional failing body is felt, and we are now moving into a different sequence where those efforts do not exist. When we pay attention to our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, We will stop and change whatever part of this faulty equation is limiting us. But we have to pay attention to what that limit is. When we make the correction and consistently move back into the refined dimensional sequence that we have created, when we stop and correct the influence of the third dimension, we begin to create sovereignty in matter. He reminded us that this is a slow process, and it will take trial and error as we assess various levels of this holograph over the next 2.5 years of our time. We will bring about dramatic change that we couldn't have dreamed of previously. So, now take a deep breath and just talking about the concepts and energetics of our last session brings them into the present moment. This will set the stage for this entire session. With that, let's turn our session over to Milena, who will take us into our crucible. Here's Milena.
Thank you, John. Okay,